Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Friday, the 1st of May. US President Trump has declared that the US blockade of the Strait of Hormuz will remain in place because the Iranian economy is crashing and this will force the Iranians to negotiate. Financial markets are not especially focused on the Iranian economy, and instead, investors expect that the duration of the blockade will be dictated by the pain being felt in the US economy. In the Wile E. Coyote trajectory, the US economy is off the edge of the cliff and running on thin air. The moment of realization and the ensuing crash is not here, but it gets closer with each passing week. The US personal income and spending numbers yesterday confirmed the current resilience. The savings rate continues to fall. It's dropped from 5.1% of disposable income when Trump took office to 3.6% today. That decline in savings has allowed people to spend in spite of the continued increase in prices. But with gasoline price increases accelerating and food prices moving higher, there is only so long that the affordability crisis can be held at bay by the savings rate. One point of concern in the US is that market-determined prices have been moving higher, even when excluding food and energy. Some of this will be the lingering effect of tariffs on inflation, and some of it will represent higher energy costs. Airfares are the classic example of a price partially driven by energy, but included in core measures of inflation. Certain abstract prices occasionally distort the inflation data without really saying very much about price pressures in the economy. But a rise in market-based prices is something that gives Fed hawks ammunition in the current struggle over the direction of interest rates. Japan's Tokyo consumer price inflation was lower than expected in April. The big mover here was a non-market price, with the local government extending subsidies for childcare. Nonetheless, quite a few other prices are in deflation territory. As energy subsidies fade further, energy prices will push up the headline inflation numbers in Japan, but this data may cool some of the urgency for a rate increase. With parts of the world celebrating workers by not working, the data calendar is relatively quiet. The UK's mortgage lending data is worth a glance. Aside from anything else, housing affordability and the willingness and ability of people to borrow a mortgage has political implications. From the United States, there's the ISM Business Sentiment Poll. The elevated concern about tariffs that has come through from the comment section of the Dallas Fed survey is of interest in overall business sentiment, but this data remains fraught with the problems of extreme political partisanship and the general unreliability of sentiment polling in modern times. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.